I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
All right, help me out. I got two Niner sets.
So my second place hats?
Nice. Oh, yeah. The one on that one. No, the other one. Yeah.
All red?
Yeah, all red. We're doing all red.
Crips and Bloods, can you tell what side we're on?
Oh, I thought we were doing MAGA 2024.
Mm-hmm. I gotta like flatten my bill more.
You don't have your MAGA patch on there anymore.
It's got to be more like this. Yeah. I need to see.
I got this piece of shit.
You got it. No, yours is perfect.
It's so bad.
How does one square a hat more? Like
so bad. I just got to put 45-47 on the side. Yeah. It's perfect.
Where the New Era logo is, like put the 45.
Fuck me.
Fuck all of us.
I hate this hat.
I hate this country. We're all going to die, and we're all going to deserve it.
All right. I got my info I needed.
You got your info. All right. Let's officially start the podcast. How about that? It is Thursday. It is 8. We're on twitch.tv/abrog87. You should be there, too, if you're just listening to this podcast. Every Thursday, we do this thing, and you can watch it live or, you know, be a loser and just listen to a podcast like it's 2010. Figure it out. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromini. He is Ski at TSB Ski. We're on Twitter with those handles. We also have a Discord. Sports Brewery is our Discord. You can join that and have a good time as well. YouTube, you can watch repostings of this stream that we do every Thursday. I post them on there and you can watch them that way. Our movie podcast that we post every Sunday this week is Street Kings. It was the suggestion of WCP541 in our Discord. So watch that. It is on Hulu, and then listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Watch for that. So let's start. I mean, Ski did all this research. So let's start with the
paragraph that I needed to.
We're all frozen right now. I'm going to wait a second. Okay, cool. Edit point. Perfect. Yeah, it was weird. It was frozen on my end anyway. Yeah, so you read a paragraph about Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter, because some new information dropped today with specifics about which by the way, like, we had doubted that Shohei wasn't the one betting and Shohei wasn't, like, more involved in the whole thing. And I think with the information that came out today, we have learned otherwise. You know, basically, you know, the feds met with Shohei and questioned him about it, but basically his interpreter was just fleecing him and, like, stole his identity a bunch, and yeah.
So, well, the hard thing at first was people were saying it was through legal betting. It was not through legal betting.
And no, that's the big thing.
Had I known, and the hat that said free ePay, I wouldn't have done that. That's my bad, but I'm blaming that on, like, Jeff Passan and Buster Olney and all those guys.
No, definitely Tim Kirkchin.
All those guys.
Peter Gammon's still slamming
around somewhere.
With his TWIB notes. which, by the way, thesportsbrewery.com, you can buy those shirts. Please, we got them in bulk.
We need,
by the way, push the shirts, guys. Push the shirts. Like, upsell. Upsell the shirts.
We gotta especially wait for a mugshot to come out, then we can really
get it. Yes, we'll put it on. Yeah,
you can.
That's what I did. I left enough to put free ePay, so I did leave enough on the bottom to put him back to the screen printer to put his face on there.
We're doing
a whole Donald Trump thing. You know?
Leave room for MS Paint. Leave room for the MS Paint work. That's what you do.
Have we not found the perfect running mate for Trump in 2024 here? Trump and ePay? I mean, Match made in heaven.
Either him or Aaron Rodgers, and they're both in the sports realm.
So. No, it's Trump and it's Elon, but then Ipe's the Treasury Department, right? He's the yeah. That's how this is gonna work, right? All right. So what information actually came out today? Like, what was he betting on? Because I didn't actually see that part.
Well, so they did come out with, you know, the gross figures of how much he bet through this bookie. So he wagered a total of $183 million since December of 2021. He averaged 25 bets per day. So he made 19,000 bets over the last 3 years of an average from $10 to $160,000. So yeah, so he bet 183, he won 140, he won $142 million in bets, but was negative $40 million.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean
see like, that's why I do bet a little bit. I will never get into the in-game betting and even really dip my toe in player props, because that is where, in my mind, you get lost in the sauce.
Well, you can make so many more bets that way.
That's, you know, what I'm saying, is you're always chasing. Well, shit, I lost in the first. I lost that, you know, the point, the player prop is done. Oh, let's get some. Let's chase in the fourth. I'm a spread guy. I'm a loser. I'm lame. I'm so lame. But I am in that lane, and I'm not deviating, really. I'm not deviating.
And especially if you stick to a certain sport. Like, let's say you just bet football, especially NFL. You only have, you know, a handful of games to bet. You can't, I mean, you can make more wagers, but you're limited in number of games. It didn't say really what sport was his main sport. I didn't see. But if he was betting like soccer, I mean, there's
infinite
leagues. There's infinite games you could bet. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, you brought it up, King. I think it was, but I don't know. It was somebody that he bet the Bruins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's you hit the degenerate level of gambling when you start backing the Bruins.
Join our Discord, man.
Jake Hayner ruined his night. How incredible is that? A team in Pasadena ruined his night as he lived in, like, Newport Beach as an interpreter for Shohei. Just incredible stuff.
So the other big news is that...
Hang on. Ski out here throwing stones right now, by the way. We're giving this man shit for betting UCLA Fresno, are we not? Ski, you trying
no,
to...
Act- no, just, he, I'm, we're, I'm saying that he's betting on UCLA is the problem.
You're telling me, Ski, that you've never bet on UCLA? That's what you're trying to tell? That's what you are lying to our loyal listeners right now.
Not since Chipper got there, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, we learned that at Oregon, right? Never bet on a Chip Kelly team, right? Yeah.
No, but the big news of it also was that he said that, so he never did bet baseball. So now you could start, you know, picking a side of how wrong you think it was, what he did. I mean, the stealing of the money, a big problem. The government's going to get in there that you're, you know, putting $160 million that Uncle Sam doesn't know about, going to be a problem too. But from the betting side, in my eyes, I don't see anything wrong with it.
I'm curious, because if the crime he's going to get charged with or be accused of is stealing from Shohei, right? That's what we're looking at, right? Like stealing from
fraud
Shohei,
of maybe some kind.
So illegal betting, like, because he's in California, right? You're not allowed to bet on sports in California, right? That's a thing too. If stealing from Shohei is the only thing he gets accused of, could Shohei lie and say, no, I was giving him the money. Like, I didn't
know.
It's like,
no.
You know, whatever.
He will never. Would
Shohei get in trouble for that is my question.
Well, he gave the feds his phone. So he's kind of over saying I gave him the money.
Okay.
And there's, in the testimony that came out today, he was telling his bookie that he was saying he was Shohei talking to the bank, and he was very much not. Oof. So
yeah, WCP says in the chat that wire fraud is something he's being charged.
That's
with
a thing. And I don't know, it could get international. I don't know if these banks were in Japan also. That could get tricky thing also with international fraud. It's not good for old Ipe. Just leave it there.
No, like his not whole thing, enough. Like in March where he texted the, was texting the bookie. He's like, have you heard the news? And the bookie was like, yeah, it's bullshit. Yeah, whatever. I know you guys are good for it. He's like, what? What do you mean, you guys? It's just me and I'm done.
Yeah. The other crazy numbers thing I saw was that Ipe bets more than the total amount that the state of Delaware, and I think it was, I can't remember, it was, he bet more than the combined of two states worth of legal betting over that time period. That's crazy.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
But by those numbers, like I said, he won $140 million. You know, we had some heaters in there where he was just like, he had some weeks where he was just cleaning up. He's like, oh man, this is easy. It's an easy thing.
WCP says in the chat he's looking at decades in prison potentially.
He will get charged for decades and be let out much earlier because he's a non-violent offender. Yeah. But he's got about 10-12 years in jail. Yeah.
So what are we as sports fans looking forward to then? Because this is going to be a deal where we talk about this for maybe a month, maybe into the season. It's going to go away really quick because Shohei's clearly...
Now it doesn't matter.
No,
yeah,
Shohei clearly is not involved. He's not going to get punished at all. So this is going to be like an afterthought really soon. And then, so what we have to look forward to is finding out what he actually gets sentenced to, and then 10 years from now, watching a 30 for 30 about this.
Yes.
Finding out all the actual details.
And watching the Dodgers lose 3-1 in the division series in October.
Like clockwork.
Because that's just what they do. Yeah.
I don't really bet. Maybe that's something I should bet on, because that seems like a no-brainer, right? Science.
Just wait till the playoffs. Yeah.
I'm just saying the biggest run differential in the major leagues is the Kansas City Royals. I'm just saying.
Well, did you see that stat line today from Hunter Brown? They were playing the Astros. Hunter Brown, first player ever he gave up 11 hits and 9 runs and did not make it out of the first inning. It's the most hits and runs given up without finishing an inning off.
Yeah, he's very bad. The Astros are very bad.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
So far, they'll probably still win 100.
Mattress Mac is just waiting for that number to fucking start climbing up. Let him do bad early, and he's going to hammer him for $7 million at 30-1.
No, it's funny. I'll keep this quick. No one gives a shit about the Royals. But last year, they started 7-21. And so now they're, I think, 10-3, and it's a whole thing. Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby Witt Jr., baby.
Top three best players in baseball right now.
Yeah, starter's ERA is, I believe, 1.93 so far.
Well, it's not staying much because the Sox ERA, starter's ERA is 1.1, and they fucking stink.
Starters pitch 4 innings. It does not mean shit. If you would have told me in 1997 or 2005 that starters 193, oh my god! Oh, they pitched 3. they went 4 1/3 and 3 2/3. Oh, okay.
They have relievers starting off games.
Yes, after a starter actually started the game.
I did see the just what you talked about last week real quick. I did see the story about, Kansas City trying to get the stadium deal and that getting voted down. And basically the owner is like, we're not going to work with this county ever again. And so the Royals also are not going to be there anymore very soon, which, you know, we were talking about how much it sucks for the A's. Like, Royals, again, like, Royals have a great history as well with Major League Baseball. Kansas City, like, that sucks. Like, that really sucks. So
it's just funny that I'm sure I mentioned this last week.
No one holds these assholes accountable either, man. Like, look at like the embarrassment that John Fisher is right now out in the public, and how bad he's making Major League Baseball look right now is just like the fact that they just let these guys do whatever the hell they want is, it's a bummer for the sport. It sucks.
But not to get too into the weeds of Jackson County, Missouri politics, but the politician that the Chiefs poison pilled that bill, the Royals would have got the downtown stadium if Clark Hunt didn't, because there was no good improvements to the stadium that benefited anyone but them. That aside, Frank White, a former Royal, like a Kansas City Royal legend, was the politician killing that whole thing because of taxes. And if you look at what he's done to housing taxes, again, no one gives a shit. He has killed Jackson County, Missouri housing taxes. He is the worst. It doesn't matter what he did to the stadiums. He is terrible. Everyone's taxes on houses go up. Oh, wow. I live a mile away from that county. I don't have to pay them. But you want to know what? I will lead the front to raise those taxes, and I will just not live there. So good for him. Good for Frank White.
Legend.
Yeah, I have his autograph, by the way.
Hang on to that.
Yeah.
Only going up, Italian.
Baseball.
I do think it's funny that, A, when the A's move to Sacramento, they're just going to be the Athletics. Yeah. They're not even going to give Sacramento the pleasure of naming them the Athletics. And I think it's funny that you might know, Alex, better than I do. Is it the Last Dive Bar or the Dive Bar? There's some Athletics group. They're the ones leading the protests outside the stadium. Yeah.
Right.
I think it's the Dive Bar or something. Last Dive Bar. I can't remember. But they are going to the patent place for the U.S. to get the patent on Las Vegas Athletics, because John Fisher didn't apply for Las Vegas Athletics before they did. So it could be like a total fucking fight. It's insane.
That would be a insane. Full name change if that's the case.
Crazy. The A's thing is just... I don't get how any A's fans even go to the games.
It is Last Dive Bar, by the way.
Last Dive Bar, okay. Yeah.
They could just pull an Angels thing, though, and just be at the Athletics of Las Vegas.
That's true.
You know what was bugging the hell out of me? So I was listening to like some national radio people the other night, and they were having a conversation about that. It was the guys who replaced Dan Patrick this week, because he had like 3 days off. It was like something in Covino or something.
Covino and Rich.
That was it, yeah. Yes. And so they were having a conversation about that towards the end of their show, and all they talked about was how great this was for Sacramento. And like, yeah, I know a bunch of people in Sacramento who are super excited. They're A's fans. They finally get a chance to watch their favorite team. And I'm thinking like, are they legit loyal A's fans if they're really excited to go see and give money to John Fisher? Like, if you're an A's fan right now, you're like, no, fuck that team. By the way, fuck that team for the last 5 years of tanking and not spending any money. And anytime you had a good player, giving them away to other teams. Like, think about, like, they gave Olsen to Atlanta. They gave, like, you know,
Chapman.
Think of all the guys they just gave away for nothing because they didn't want to eventually have to pay them, because Fisher knew exactly what the fuck he was doing. He was tanking to get rid, to get the team out of Oakland. And knowing that, why would you support the team right now? And by the way, the product on the field sucks. Like, why would you watch horrible baseball and put money in this fucker's pocket? No, fuck that. Like, fuck the A's right now. Like, fuck them.
Because you were talking about radio hosts, right? Last week, I was driving around and Colin Cowherd's show was on. Not a Cowherd listener per se, but sometimes, you know, something's not on, I'll flip to it. And for a, you know, that day, I think he said for the week, he had someone named Jordan Schultz on as his co-host. And they were talking about the A's moving to Sacramento. And I was like, whatever. And then he mentioned that his dad was Howard Schultz. Do you know who Howard Schultz is?
He did the Peanuts comics.
No, is it not Howard Schultz?
I don't know.
His dad is the Starbucks guy who owned the Sonics that sold the Sonics when they moved to OKC. And I'm like, Colin, fucking, I know you're, you know, a multi-hundred millionaire at this point, probably. But you're talking to the son of a guy who sold the team in Seattle to move to OKC about how great the move to Sacramento is for the A's. A little self-awareness, my guy. Just a little bit. Also, and he's like, yeah, I think it's a great move.
Also,
you know?
Again, it is fucking not. Their stadium holds 10,000 people. It's a minor league stadium. This makes Major League Baseball look like shit. It makes the franchise look like, okay, I know the franchise is going to Vegas, like they have their plans or whatever. It makes everybody involved look like shit. How is this a good move at all for anyone? Like, again, I don't understand the logic. Like, well, if you guys can see where they're coming from, please explain that to me, because I don't get it.
They're sick of the backlash from the city of Oakland. And they just said, I mean, we're going to leave the Vegas. We know we are. Let's just get out of here now so the backlash is less in our face all the time.
But what's insane is there's still not a concrete plan from Las Vegas to build the stadium. I think it will. Like, I know, like, a year ago I was on here and I said I don't think they will. I do think it will happen now, even though no one in Las Vegas wants it. I think it's too far deep. MLB will find one of those reserve clauses and be like, here's $150 million tax-free or interest-free for 10 years, you know, blah, 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 to help you.
That they could have,
I think it will happen.
Given to them to stay in Oakland at any point.
Well, like I said last summer, I went to the site where it's going to be built in Vegas. It's so small. And I know the scale in Vegas makes everything look weird, but if you just read about it, it's smaller than Fenway. Like, they're smaller than Wrigley. Like, considerably. There is nothing there. It's tiny. They bungled the whole thing. And personally, I don't think baseball in Vegas is going to work, because
it's too hot.
I'm sure I'm beating a dead horse here. They'll cover it, domed, whatever, AC. But it's different being a destination for a hockey team, where it's a game, or maybe there's a quirk where they play two games, so the Calgary Flames don't have to fly, you know what I mean? The Toronto Maple Leafs, you know, thing. Or football, where it is one game a year. I mean, Vegas is cool. I'm not disputing that. Vegas is fun, great food, gambling, booze, whatever. But I think you just go one.
They got to play now there.
Yes, they're playing there three times a year. Like, you know what I mean? For six games over the course, eight games over the course of the year. Is it a destination after a couple of years? I'm unconvinced.
No.
Well, like I said, it's going to be small, though. So they might not have a ton of tickets they got to push on it.
And they're going to give a ton away.
And give a
ton, yeah.
Okay.
If we're talking about the A's and baseball in Las Vegas being a draw, what happens on the field has to be good, right? Like the product has to be good. And so we're presuming that as soon as they get to Vegas, Fisher's going to start spending money? Like, what makes anybody think that? Like, what in the history of him owning that team has made you think that? No.
Can he be setting up? Can he be setting up for a sale when it's like everything's in line, in place? The team's like moving the next year. You think he'd be like, all right, I set the found, you know, the foundation for someone here. Give me like $5 billion for the A's.
That I could see. That I could see. Do we think they're going to stay the A's?
Yes.
Well, like King said,
It is a strong brand.
It is.
It is a strong
colors
brand.
Are strong. Logos are strong. I agree. Yeah.
If you don't own the patent to Las Vegas Athletics, I mean, you could get, like I said, you could get creative with how you word it and change it around, but
the Vegas A's.
Yeah.
I do. And again, I know I mentioned this, that the Golden Knights are just the Vegas Golden Knights. I think it's so fucking stupid. I think it's so stupid. I hate when teams do that shit. Can you imagine the Frisco Giants? The Clara 49ers?
Santa 49ers, first of all.
Santa 49ers.
Yeah. No, that's copyrighted. You cannot just go throwing Santa around. But again, the branding is easy at that point. You just get hats with little balls on them. Like, yeah. All right. Any other baseball? Man, we spent a long time talking. How about Matt Holliday's kid? Any hot takes on Matt Holliday?
Who cares? Yeah. Get off of baseball. No one wants to hear about baseball.
Okay. Well, what else do you have to talk about? O.J. Simpson died.
He did.
Well, that's what you guys think.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay. False flag.
Yeah.
I find the O.J. Simpson defenders to be very curious.
It's crazy. And they've been doing it. They've been doing it for a long time.
That man did it.
Like, they
again, he is.
Listen,
so,
man.
He,
no, listen. Did he, was he found guilty?
No.
Was he proven guilty in a court of law?
No.
So
not criminally.
So what do you mean?
I mean, OJ Simpson showed that if you have tens of millions of dollars in your account, you can hire the best attorneys to get you off.
Yes.
Which, hey, the worst criminal in the world is entitled to a defense, right? Most of them just weren't NFL players and media people in the media and movie star might be a tad strong, but media, you know, movie presence. I get it. He's good looking, charismatic, good, whatever. That man was abusive as fuck to his wife. That is a fact.
For years. Yeah.
For years.
Yeah.
You can't. And if you want to say, well, abuse and murder are different, they are. That is not the same thing. You can be abusive and not be a murderer. But statistically, they kind of intertwine. You know, it's like the delta, you know, like where the ocean, the salty water meets that river overrun. You know, it's there is a little meeting of the minds there between the two.
It's definitely brackish.
It's brackish as hell,
it's
man.
It's brackish.
Yeah. There's some gross sharks, some bass, and they're intermingling. It's a whole thing.
It is weird, right? Like there are certain people who you see in our social consciousness who millions of people gravitate towards and they love and they defend everything they've ever done. And you look at it from the outside and you're just like, I don't get it. Like what are you getting, by the way? Like, what do you get personally from supporting O.J. Simpson and arguing with people that he didn't commit murder and he was like a good guy? Like, what do you get from that? And how do you have that mindset? Like, where does that come from? Because all the evidence shows he was an abusive guy and he was there and they were his gloves. And
yeah, well, the glove didn't fit.
Oh, if you, so you
must
quit.
Quit.
Yeah.
I mean, must quit.
So again, yeah. like 45 is like that too, you know, like
9 months later, that leather glove saturated in blood didn't fit.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Twice a year, I go out to get my skiing gloves from the attic. And you want to know what? They never fucking fit initially either.
Well done, Marcia Clark. Well done, Marcia Clark. A leather glove that was wet, shrunk, weird, unbelievable. Isotoners, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but like 45's like that too. We have like the guy is charged with federal crimes. Like he has people writing books about the times he abused them. He has like, I mean, there's case after case after case after case of this dude being a scumbag. And it's like, okay, what do you get personally from ignoring all of those things? And
is there not
like,
has there not been a Trump thing on Truth Social about OJ? Ooh. I can totally. I'm a little surprised that there wasn't an Orenthal.
Well,
Simpson.
He did get popped. He did get popped for the armed robbery. So
he did spend 9 years in jail.
Yes. So he might have gotten away with one thing, but he definitely got popped later. So if people want to argue, like, he wasn't a murderer, all right? Well, yeah, he's still an abuser and an armed robber. How about that?
I knew it before. We all do and did. But how today it came out again. How for, 20 years, Norm MacDonald, just with every chance he took, just called OJ a murderer. Like, on every stage.
They got him fired from SNL. That's
text.
Because he just wouldn't tweet. Stop.
Like, my favorite was, I think it was OJ's first tweet. It's not the funniest by any stretch, but I think it was his first official tweet. And Norm MacDonald quoted it by being like, "Hey, buddy, I'm a golfer. I know that golf course. I know exactly where you live. I won't tell anyone where you live, but some other people could piece that together. And hey, like, maybe murder comes." Just classic Norm.
Let's see. It was Don Ohlmeyer was the executive for NBC. He was friends with OJ. And so he explicitly told them to stop making fun of OJ. And so Norm was like, "Yeah, no, I'm not going to be doing that." So came out and did it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The best one, it was like the, 50th anniversary of Dr. Seuss. So he was like, "And Dr. Seuss is going to release their first special edition one of Green Eggs and Ham, and OJ did it." I always love that one.
I think his one at the ESPYs was great, where he was talking to Charles Woodson. "Ah, Charles Woodson, hey, they can never take the Heisman away from you. Even if you murder your wife, your ex-wife, and her friend."
"Murder your wife."
And Ken Griffey Jr. is just like, "No." Oh.
Apparently, Conan said they tried to ban him from his show, too, from being on his show, because he was also on NBC. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll knock on the people, the conspiracy theorists that said, like, OJ's son did it, and OJ covered it forever.
I've seen that.
Okay. But the OJ conspiracy I love is that Khloe Kardashian is OJ's kid. Because my guy, she don't look like any of those other sisters. She looks like that brother. I'm just saying. Their faces are... Whoop. When you see those memes where they do the Khloe face... Oh, yeah. Before plastic surgery and the OJ face, and they meld together. Yeah, that's her kid. Or that's his kid.
That's his kid. Oh, yeah.
Here's what Norm said on the first one. "Well, it's finally official. Murder is legal in the state of California." good stuff, man.
Well, if you've listened to the news lately, apparently murder's legal everywhere, according to Newsmax.
Yes, especially Portland.
Yeah. Yes, oh.
Yeah, and San Francisco and Seattle, yeah, we're just murdering everyone.
Yeah, I know that happens every time I go to Portland.
Yeah.
Isn't that why you go to Portland? Like, you take...
Yeah, that's why... I don't know if people are aware of this.
Yeah.
This is not a murder podcast per se.
No.
But Alex has been murdered, and he's a ghost.
I'm a ghost.
Yeah. He's a ghost.
Ghost!
Ooh! Ghost... Remember that Bill Cosby movie, Ghost Dad? Alex is Ghost Pod. Yeah. He's the Ghost Pod.
Ghost Pod.
OJ and Cosby already. Nice. Who else we want to throw in here?
Wait, that's who I'm hanging with? Wait a minute. I don't know if I like this.
OJ is just seeing pudding pops and...
Yeah, the Jell-O pudding. Yeah. All right. Let's stop talking about that. And, but by the way, like, this is like the last time we're ever going to talk OJ Simpson, I think. Like, he's dead. He's dead now. So there's literally no reason to bring him up anymore. So any final thoughts forever on OJ Simpson?
I'll say two things. The first is I saw a quote today online that Jim Rome, who's, if you ever listen to Jim Rome, he has made a quite the career off bashing OJ and other things, of course. But he said he never thought OJ would die because evil never dies. Okay. Fairly.
Rack him?
Throw him a vine. And oh, totally spaced on the other thing. Never mind. Move on.
Yeah, one thing.
The other thing was better. I can't believe I forgot it.
I'm looking up McDonald's OJ jokes. So you say something while I do that.
OJ will still be brought up, you know, going forward, especially with, you know, maybe I want to pick Naked Gun to watch as a movie. Done. We got OJ again. Anytime football in USC, let's say USC starts getting good again, OJ will get brought up again. It's just how it is. Especially, it's still baffling to me that Reggie Bush still doesn't have his Heisman back. That's the other thing I've seen today is like, yeah, OJ got to keep his Heisman. Reggie Bush, no, you don't get it.
The Heisman Trust said they have thoughts and prayers for OJ today.
Yeah.
Nary a word for old Reg.
Nope. What's Reg got? Does Reg need to go kill someone and get away with
it? I think so.
Will he get it back? Hopefully.
Yeah. Ellie, come here.
All right, I got a few of them here. Let's see. This week, a California newspaper revealed that O.J. Simpson was awarded custody of his children, mainly because a court-ordered psychologist test showed that he is a loving father. It should also be noted, however, that the same test also showed that he was a loving husband. That's what Norm MacDonald said on SNL. That's the thing, is like they weren't even like jokes. They were just fuck yous to O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
And the NBC exec who told him, hey, Doge.
Hey, by the way, it's Ellie's fourth birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Ellie.
Hi, Ellie. Hi. Yeah,
that's a good dog.
She doesn't want
to
be
there. No.
Ellie seems like a good dog.
She's just too bummed about OJ, I think.
Yeah, she didn't really feel
enjoy it.
I get it. Okay, what else? Coach Cal to Arkansas, do we care?
No.
I don't either. Martinez transferring out of Oregon State. Do we care?
I don't care. I mean,
that's where he goes.
Yeah. So that's the thing, right? Well, if he goes to Michigan State, that might be a bummer.
But... He did hire an agent in Florida, so I'm guessing he's going probably to the SEC. Maybe
SEC.
Not. But between Martinez transferring and. As of like 2 hours ago, the fourth starter out of five, if you don't know how basketball works, for the women's basketball team at Oregon State that made the Elite Eight, transferred as well. And they've had one reserve who played too. So they've had five very important players transfer in the last like 2 days. We're just seeing how realignment works. And Godspeed to Beaver fans.
Are they coming to terms with this now? Like, is this
the
first thing for Beaver fans that are like, oh, this is real and we're, you know, a dead program now? Kind of.
No, I don't think that. I think no, absolutely. Nope. They won't admit defeat. I'm curious to see what happens in mid June, early June, whatever it is. I know I'm a big Ping head, college baseball's biggest fan, but I'll be curious to see what happens to the OSU baseball team, because lower division teams can compete. You know, we've seen, you know, Fullerton's won a title. Fresno State more recently has won a title. Coastal Carolina won a title like 5 years ago. You don't have to be in a big conference in college baseball to win a title. So I will be curious to see if, how many of those guys leave, because they don't necessarily need to. But if you're And that Bazana guy, Bazana, you know what I'm talking about?
Benzema?
Kareem Benzema?
No, the Biebs have some like guy who has like, he has like 18 bombs already this year, which shows how lame that Oregon guy is, who has like 35 for his career and is the program leader.
Yeah.
But he had like 7 straight games leading off the game with a bomb this year. But if guys like that start transferring, it'll be interesting to see how OSU reacts, because they really know deep down that's their bread and butter. Women's basketball and baseball. So
is wrestling still good?
Come on. I gotta be honest. I think the only people throwing money at wrestlers are on the weird side. I feel like that's kink.
In Iowa, maybe.
Yeah, if you're a donor to a wrestling program, what's going on? I need
unless you're donating to Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Yeah. You mean the champion?
Champion, yeah. He finished the story.
Dude, they did. They wrapped
it.
That's the first time I've watched any of an actual WrestleMania while it was happening. I've only ever seen like replays of matches and stuff like that, because it was like pay-per-view. And so I had the ability to actually watch it now. And so I watched some of it.
You guys want a Peacock?
No, I did.
But it's not pay-per-view. It's not $50 to wrestling.
No, dude, I have your Peacock. So yes, I watched it.
Hell yeah.
Man. Oh. So it was weird seeing where they usually go to commercial, like after Rhodes won, and seeing them just like linger around the ring and bullshitting with each other, and everybody shaking hands, like all these people who were enemies like 5 minutes ago, they're all buddies now.
Right.
Like it was hilarious, like the breaking the fourth wall and shit like that. It was like the final match was a trip, because they went from one thing to the next. Like, you guys were in the Discord while it was happening, being like, okay, when does the glass break and Stone Cold like runs down now, right?
Because everybody was
coming out, man.
hey, we got The Rock, and we got the Undertaker. Cena.
Undertaker, yep.
I'm honestly not a Cena guy. I just think he's corny as hell, but I appreciate him.
No, he,
I get it.
He wasn't corny, but his style has not aged well, and he wears the same fit. They will not change it. It's like, dude, you gotta not wear jorts anymore, my guy.
Jorts and this hat, unironically, and a stupid long tee.
We have seen,
and now
you,
he wears knee pads.
We've seen you in TV shows. We've seen you like with the Make-A-Wish.
Only people with knee pads. I don't want to see her beneath me. You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying. That's the only. So you want to wear knee pads when you're with Cena below him? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, you can't see me in that way.
I might have misunderstood. Okay, yeah. No, but like again, we've seen you outside of this too much for you to still have that same style. Like, you got to rebrand. So everybody in wrestling rebrands at some point, right? They change their style a little bit.
Yeah, not till you
look at Undertaker. Look at Undertaker. That dude was in street clothes at WrestleMania.
Yeah, he's like 60. I don't think he can rock the leather trench anymore. And like
his slam. Yeah. His slam on the Brahma Bull was a struggle.
That was a lot of The Rock doing work on that.
Yeah, The Rock had to jump at the end.
It was cool though. It was cool. Yeah, yeah, I haven't felt that way about wrestling in a long ass time.
And like, again, hey listeners, we know wrestling is fake.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
Please, everyone knows wrestling is fake.
Wait, it's fake? No.
But when you hear that Undertaker music and the lights are off and everyone's looking around, and then they come on and he's right there. Oh, holy shit. Holy shit.
Dong. Ah! Yeah, the dude, like 16-year-old Alex was like, ah!
Great.
Actually, I was probably older than
Stone
that,
Cold.
Yeah.
I just wish Stone Cold wasn't too crippled to not make an appearance.
To not run that far.
Yeah, well, I mean, John Cena was struggling with that run.
You can't run in shorts, dude. You cannot run in shorts. It's weird. It is weird, Cena, too, because he's clearly in, like, amazing shape. Like, he takes incredible care of his body.
He's in steroid shape.
But, like, he looks like he's breaking down. Like,
yes.
He looks slow and, you know, just...
His hair plugs on... When he got slammed, you could see where his hair plugs haven't... never going to quite take. Because he looks... You know they're fake. But it looks fine up front. But when he got slammed, that back of his head, buddy.
You could see too, he keeps with his hair, he keeps going like this. He keeps pulling it back. He keeps pulling it back. Because he doesn't know what this looks like. He doesn't know what it looks like back there. He thinks he's covering it and he's not. And you know, I'm mad at him. Look at me. Look at me. Okay. This is what I'm dealing with. I get it. It's fine. But my guy.
All right. Let's all show our ball, you know, our.
I mean, shut up. That's
rude. Come on, Ski.
You guys have perfect hair, and I'm jealous. And I don't think it's nice or cool of you to do.
I'm just saying.
Right now.
It used to be down here. Now it's a little bit up there.
Fuck off. Yeah, that's why you have it. That's why you have it. Pulled forward so much, right?
Yeah,
that's
see, that's I'm you, trying to.
No, that's why you pull the hat over the hair like you're doing, right? Yeah, it's like conditioning your hair to stay forward like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck off.
Transition.
It was I for WrestleMania, I totally just tuned in for that last bit just because
that's all you need to.
Totally. But it was cool. It was I'm not going to continue to watch wrestling or anything like that.
You can't be. I haven't watched a Monday Night Raw or AEW, whatever the fuck they call it, or a Nitro in 20 plus years. Yeah. But once Peacock started carrying WrestleMania and the Money in the Bank and
SummerSlam.
It's right there for me. Why won't I watch it if I'm home? What am I going to watch? Royals and Twins? They'll play 27 more times this year. I'm good.
Watch that new Fallout TV show. That shit's fantastic.
I watched the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know it was about a video game, though.
Yeah,
I never played it, the video game. So, yeah, but is it Buscemi?
I don't think you have to. No, it's not Buscemi.
Walton Goggins.
Goggins, yeah, that's who. Yeah, my apologies.
My guy, Walton Goggins is fucking great.
I was just, I had weird looking white guy.
It's Baby Billy, man.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
Trailer looks great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he not have a nose?
He does not. He's a for part of it, yeah.
Is that the meme where the guy is in the car and he's looking to his left and he doesn't have a nose and he's got the skull thing? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I don't know if I've seen this meme. You speak of
whatever. Okay. Moving on. I'll send it to you guys.
Okay. Anything else we want to talk about? Should we just get to our list?
Quick duck basketball. So Stubblefield. Writing's been on the wall since he got fired by DePaul. He's back on the staff. And I believe it was either yesterday or today, I saw it was a Dario Kendo, I believe, hit the portal.
Dario.
Yeah.
Did you make him Dario Saric?
I did make him a mix of Dario Saric and Jose Okendo. But yeah. There you go. There's some other info for you.
That's what you got? That's it?
That's all I got there.
Okay.
Can I just float this out there?
Yeah, float away.
Some word on the streets.
Word on the street.
That?
We keep
that
our
Oregon,
ear to the,
Oregon,
we
Oregon
keep our
might
ear to the streets.
Put a little flyer in for Nahaly Dante to get an extra year. Because everyone got that extra year in 2021, but he was hurt. They're just trying. That's just what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. So, So you could, they're going to try to use the COVID extra yes. year as a medical redshirt year.
Well, he was hurt like, that year.
He was hurt. Yes. I kind of assume that all redshirts of any kind kind of.
I'm not saying I think it's going to work. I'm just saying there's little birdies telling me they're trying to be like, wait a minute. Guys that played 20 games that year could get a redshirt because COVID.
Well, if you look at it from his end, I mean, he's not a real NBA player in my eyes. He probably will make more money in NIL staying for one more year than he would in what it may probably is a whole NBA career for him would be.
I agree with you, Ski. Another radio thing I heard, and you mentioned Cowherd earlier too, like is he was talking about how that Edie dude from Purdue, like about how him not being able to make it in the NBA is why people don't watch the NBA anymore. And like how there aren't any bigs in the NBA anymore, and that makes the NBA somehow less exciting. And and it wasn't just a take he had. It's like a take they kept replaying. It's like yesterday on the Herd, and then they would play this, and it's like, the fuck are you talking about? Minnesota did it. They got two bigs. They went out, got Rudy Gobert. They got Karl Anthony Towns, and they're the best team in basketball. What the fuck are you talking about? Like,
the funny thing about the bigs in basketball is because, if you want to tell me the NBA is lame because every team shoots 53s, okay, I gotcha. But we don't even like watching Nikola Jokic play, yeah. And he's the best player in the league. He's what is this going to be his fourth MVP out of 5 years?
He's like historically good.
And last year he could be five straight, which again is insane. You could make a case that he's going to win five straight, which is because you can't tell me he's better than LeBron, Kareem, Jordan. Like, you can't tell me he's better than any of those guys, which kind of makes the MVP thing look funny in this point because, hey, I mean, Derrick Rose won it 1 year, too. So, you know.
He did.
But, yeah, the whole big man thing, like, on surface, too. I'm like, what? Why can't Edie have a place in this league?
What? He can. It just would never be a star.
No, but
thing is the
yeah. I just can't even imagine ever having a Shaq right now.
Well, that's the thing. There aren't.
Like, he would shoot threes.
That you have to now because why would you take a guy like Edie who, I mean, he can't be more than 7 feet away from the hoop, or he's useless when you could get a big that can like Jokic or even like I said the last two guys to win the last 5 years of MVPs are both centers, but they could handle the ball. They could pass the ball. They could shoot outside. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, we're going to match that up with a guy that's a statue who can't move. I mean, that's what I was saying about Dante. He doesn't have that much of a place there other than being like 5 to 8 minutes off the bench to spell a different big.
But the funny thing is, let's just say Edie has the hook shot in the NBA. Some people say, many people are saying it's the most unstoppable shot in the world before maybe, Steph came around and Nopa 3 was the most unstoppable. But everyone says the skyhook is the most. How is there not a place for a guy who could just score every single time down low?
Because he can't.
And I know he couldn't defend anyone worth a shit. No. But it is weird. I don't know. I just feel bad for the guy a little bit.
Wrong era. That's all it is.
Completely. Yeah, there's going to be some guy who is 6'11 and weighs 220 pounds who's going to make $227 million in his career in the NBA by scoring 7 points a game and getting two boards. But you want to know what? He looks good defending a pick and roll. And Zach Edey's going to be out of the league in 2 years. Jonathan Kuminga is going to make $300 million. Why? I don't know, because he looks good, kind of, blitzing a guy on a corner three that he never blocks or defends. The result's the same. They're going to make the shot. He's just twitchier.
I've seen too much of Joel Prisbilla to think that Edie's going to be a star in the NBA. Like, no, I'm good.
Oh, it is totally funny. That men's basketball game stunk, but it's so funny that he was like 37 points, 20 boards, 6 blocks, and everyone's like, loser. Loser. Have fun in the CBA. Doesn't even exist anymore.
Overseas.
Yeah, overseas.
G League. Okay, let's do our list. Do we have a list?
We have a list.
So I put a couple messages in the chat asking for help finding a list. And basically what WCP suggested was what you had already suggested, King, which is top three Broncos. So we'll go with top three Broncos. And you know what? I'm going to extend it to horses, which I know we have already done this list before. I'm 99% sure we've already done top three horses before. But you know what? We're going to do it off the top of our head and see how much it matches the previous list we've done before. How about that? So top three Broncos is based on O.J. Simpson and the White Bronco. So O.J. died. His most famous movie was him driving a White Bronco. And so top three Broncos is what we'll do.
I miss this when you said O.J. died.
Yeah, fuck that guy. You don't have to wish well on the dead, man. I don't believe that. There's a lot of people who the world is better off without.
I learned that on Twitter when Mike Leach died. It's like, he wasn't a great guy, and oh man, 7,000 replies later, I was like, okay, a lesson learned.
He's an asshole. But yeah, maybe don't say that on Twitter.
He's a good coach, but he was an asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole. He's a red ass. Like Bob Knight. Piece of shit. Over and over again. He's got a lot of defenders. Like he does. By the way, what's the thing that correlates those two groups of people? Anyway. Who wants to start? I can. I'm gonna go with Lloyd Banks from G. He's got a what's the long face for, like Lloyd Banks? Yeah. All right.
I'll go. My number three is a King's favorite player, and that is Sky Moore. Go Western Michigan Broncos.
Western Michigan. Well, I'm gonna be on that theme. My number three, White Bronco, which is not quite the list.
Not quite.
I'm say White Bronco. No, but PJ Fleck, Western Michigan, row the boat.
Yeah, we're very close to doing a top three whites.
I'm gonna stick with that. Actually,
I got one. I got a White Bronco too.
You can do it. Do it. Yep. All we've had in the chat today is WCP. We got like people watching right now, but only WCP is the only one that's been chatting today. So, his number three is Gary Zimmerman, who played for the Broncos and Ducks allegedly before we were all born. Yeah.
You can tap his sign as a Hall of Famer walking into Autzen if you want.
Yeah, if you want to tap a sign, go for it. Yeah. Well,
why would you?
Yeah. I mean, whatever. My number two is Donkey from Donkey. He counts.
Donkey is not quite a horse, but
he counts. Our donkey, I mean, same genus? Is that a thing? Same genus. That's what I'll say.
Phylum? Is he king? Definitely the same kingdom.
Kingdom, yeah.
Definitely the same kingdom. The horse kingdom. About genus. The
Amelia kingdom.
Yeah. Same horse kingdom. All right, that works. I'll take it.
All right. My number two favorite White Bronco, Steve Nash.
Santa Clara.
What you got?
My number two, White Bronco, Carl Mecklenburg. Google Carl Mecklenburg. That is a white-ass Bronco.
Yo, that's a Tecmo Bowl name, my guy.
There you go.
Yeah, Carl Mecklenburg.
You run right on his left hip. That's what you do.
Absolutely. Now name the Broncos running back when he was on their team. Can do it. Can do it.
Won't do it.
Won't do it. Number two from WCP is Jared Zabransky. That's a good name.
Saw that guy at a bar once. Amazing handlebar mustache.
Hey.
Makes sense. From Salem or Albany or something.
Sounds like a thing.
WCP. It was definitely
look that up.
It was definitely a small, I'm pretty sure it was a smaller town he was from.
Where, what city was Kellen Clemens from again?
Burns.
He's from Burns.
Cut those sideburns, Mattingly. I can't do a Burns, but
Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
Mr. Smithers. Yeah. Smithers, call my lawyer. Yeah. Yeah, what Mattingly, he kept telling him to shave his sideburns, and he shaved it like all the way up his head, and he, I think he thought he meant mustache. Yeah, all right. My number one, Byron Haupt.
Legend. He didn't see it coming.
Yeah, knock the fuck out.
Oh, no, we didn't.
He's from Hermiston.
Hermiston, yeah. I know it's
Jared's smaller place, from Hermiston. Yep.
All right, so my number one, I'm going to grab the camp. My number one white Bronco, Ed McCaffrey.
Niners legend, Ed McCaffrey. Yep.
My number one white Bronco. I can see it. I believe it. Am I the Swami? Bo Nix.
Let's ride. Let's ride, Bo. Number one from WCP, 1993 Ford Bronco XLT. Also white.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. I'm the Bronx.
Give me all of that.
Aren't right. those old Broncos now like $100,000 to buy?
Yes.
Oh, it's like,
yes, they are insane. If you can, especially if you can weatherproof them.
I was going to say, because like I assume all of them probably rusted out is why there aren't a ton of them anymore.
There is a red Bronco with a soft top that has been weatherproofed. Don't ask me why I know this. I'm a dork. That is at a car shop right across the street from Mackenzie Willamette Hospital in Springfield. Mm-hmm. And I bet you if that guy sold it right now, $150,000. Yeah. Easy. No question. It is fucking beautiful.
Would you call it cherry? Is it cherry?
It's a little darker. It's closer to the Niners red than my Magna Chiefs red.
More Merlot than
Yeah. It's a dry Merlot.
It's a driver.
More of a like a Syrah or a
maybe a Sherry.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I think Mulaney told a joke about that. How OJ's like OJ murdering somebody made it so Ford stopped making the Bronco. Like, could you imagine doing something so fucked up that they stopped making a Honda Accord? Like,
I did see something today that was the same abiding on it, where they're like all these pictures and like, just take a look at all these different stock new Broncos. Nary a one is white.
Yeah.
And they're right.
Awesome. All right. Anything else? We good? We're good.
No.
Sunday movie podcast Street Kings. It's on Hulu. It's WCP's movie. WCP, the only one in the chat. It's your movie, Google. My guy.
Google, where are you at, man?
I know. What's going on with boobs? I call them boobs now.
Boobs.
Boobs. Yeah, so watch that. It's on Hulu, Street Kings. Keanu Reeves, Forrest Whitaker in that movie. Chris Evans in that movie from 2008.
The Game.
Yeah. The Game in that movie.
What is the funny Forrest Whitaker role he played that was super, like, he was like an Asian archer or Ghost something? Dog. Ghost Dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ghost Dog.
Yeah, I know. Ski. I had to beat Ski to say.
I've definitely seen Ghost Dog, yeah.
Didn't RZA do the soundtrack for that or something, too?
Like, I would not be surprised.
Yeah, oh,
yeah. So Street Kings, watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. We will see you then. Or something, maybe. I don't know.